Grumpy gay boomer here. Let me tell you something about politics in Canada. It's in the shitter. You know it. I know it. Everybody knows it. The worst part is that people seem to be not understanding how politics works in Canada. Like, how do you not understand the difference between the federal government, the provincial government, and the municipal government? Who's responsible for what? You can't blame everything on Trudeau, because it's not all his fault. The man is Prime Minister. Is he the best Prime Minister I've ever seen in my entire life? Absolutely not. Is he the worst Prime Minister I've ever seen in my life? Not bad either. What really baffles my mind is these blind supporters of Pierre Poilievre, the leader of the opposition. Let me tell you something that's got me a little bit confused. Pierre's party, with the NDP, decided to relieve the money owed by Bell Media of $120 million. So when they voted that through, they gave $120 million to Bell Media. Jagmeet Singh, my problem with that is he always says that subsidy should never happen for these big corporations, yet there he goes, he's giving one. And then you got Pierre Poilievre, who's claiming he didn't support that, but his party was introduced to the motion to make that change. And then when he gets questioned about it, and just saying, yeah, we did that, he lies. And his supporters buy it. But he's not talking to the regular conservative supporters because he doesn't follow their logic. He's following the extreme right-wing nutcases, gaining their support with misinformation and lies, and they just eat it up like it's gravy on a good old Yorkshire pudding that you have on your Sunday afternoon with your drunken uncle that says all the inappropriate things at the dinner table. You know the one. Actually, I think his name might even be Pierre Poilievre, for all I know. He might be your that uncle that nobody wants to invite to the dinner table. But let me tell you something. All political leaders seem to be the same. They all seem to be about staying in power and being about them. They don't give a rat's ass about you or me. They don't give a rat's ass about you or me or our pensions or our income or how we make our livings or where we live. They don't even give a shit if we have a place to live in. It's becoming pretty clear. Because Canada is one of the richest countries in the world, and it's pretty clear to me that we could end homelessness and everybody could have a home. But then some of you right-wing fuckers will suddenly think that's communism or socialism by giving people a home because you think you lose something because we gave somebody a hand because you seem to think it's pie. It's not fucking pie. It's human beings. And why you don't understand that is beyond me too. But let me tell you one more thing before we call it a day on our little first podcast of Grumpy Gay Boomer. Because you know you were looking for this your entire life, and I'm just going to say shit that needs to be said, because that's the right thing to do. It's enough of this being politically correctness that just got us into all this trouble. But honesty is long overdue in politics, and let's be real about that. You know that, I know that, everybody knows about that. The problem is that the politicians don't seem to know about that. They seem to think that it's lying is okay. And when that ends, I don't have a fucking clue. You know what it probably will end? Is when you lazy fuckers that don't vote go out and actually vote, because then maybe there'll be a change that we all need. Because, you know, almost 45% of you eligible voters don't fucking vote. Like, what is wrong with you? You're part of the problem. You're letting this happen to us. And to think your vote doesn't count or doesn't matter is just bullshit because you're too lazy to take your ass to the polling station and vote. The fact is that if you don't vote, you're part of the fucking problem. And that we got a problem in Canada where we see a lot of this American political shit that we see coming over the border that is very disturbing. And if you're not scared of that, you fucking should be. And you know how I know that's happening is because we see it in the schools where we're now attacking trans youth and queer youth and telling them they can't be who they are. You got to hide yourself longer and hope to God in the meantime you don't commit suicide because you can't be your true authentic self. You can't tell anybody because They're going to out you, and God knows if your home's even safe to do that if you have supportive family. So let me tell you something. I said this years and years ago that this was coming. Y'all didn't fucking listen to me. So you know what they did now? They gave me this fucking podcast. Yeah. So now I'm going to smoke cigarettes, drink my coffee, and probably whiskey the way we're going, and I'm just going to say some shit. And you're probably either going to listen or you're not. I don't give a fuck. Don't do either. But anyway, have a good day, and I'll see you next week. Well, I won't fucking see you, because it's a podcast, and it's a radio, and that's just my dumbass with the whiskey and smoking my cigarette. Anyway, we'll talk to y'all next week. This is Gay... I don't know, who the fuck am I? Oh, wait a minute. Grumpy Gay Boomer.